Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Some of the weekend and day's news this first half hour. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by City of Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa. She's just announced her race to become Secretary of State in 2026. We'll talk to her all about it in just a few. Right now, still reviewing the weekend's news. Mondays are always a little intense because, a lot seems to happen between Friday news dumps and the Sunday morning talk shows. Today we're talking about the House Oversight Committee's subpoena of the Jeffrey Epstein estate and the estate's response. They're providing documents on a rolling basis. The first set of documents, which include the notorious Jeffrey Epstein birthday book, which contains letters from all sorts of names that you may recognize, including our President Donald Trump's name, and includes a poem or letter, I don't know. It's creepy. I'm going to read it to you. A poem for Jeffrey Epstein on his birthday that is written in betwixt a Sharpie sketch of a woman's sort of hourglass silhouette type shape. Here's what it says. And again, this is information, the image posted by members of the House Oversight Committee today. Voiceover. There must be more to life than having everything. Donald. Yes, there is, but I won't tell you what it is. Jeffrey. Nor will I, since I know what it is. Donald. We have certain things in common, Jeffrey. Jeffrey? Yes, we do, come to think of it. Donald. This part's a little hard to read. Enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Jeffrey, as a matter of fact, it was clear to me the last time I saw you. Donald. A pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret. Donald J. Trump, with the name Donald scribbled sort of in the rough pubic area of where the sketch would be. If that is not the creepiest thing, do we actually need to see video footage of the completely unmentionable things? Why do you think he denied it? Potentially because it is this creepy, and if this was sent by Donald Trump, written by Donald Trump for Jeffrey Epstein, pray tell, what enigma? What is the more to life than having everything, these secrets that apparently they both share and know about that no one else does? If this is not problematic for even the most diehard Trump supporter, what would be? He's talking to a convicted child sex trafficker and saying, there must be more to life than having everything. And talking about how they have things in common, this more to life than having everything. This is something that we have in common. We're enigmas and we never age. A pal is a wonderful thing and may every day be another wonderful secret. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is behavior that is simply unacceptable from a sitting president of the United States. Charles from Milwaukee, your thoughts on the day's news. Pretty shocking stuff here.
Yes, it is. And you know, Maggie, it's funny because he says, I don't talk like this. Well, we heard him on the bus with Billy Bush about what women allow the rich and famous to do. And he gets so excited, he just starts kissing them without even asking them. And if you follow him, or if you don't follow him, for any of those conservatives out there that's listening, do a little fact checking. This is the same guy that talked about how he wants to sleep with his daughter, talks about her body. I have two daughters. I couldn't imagine saying, oh, look at my daughter's body. I think if she wasn't my daughter, I think I can have a piece of that. Who says that?
And like, all of that has been out for so long. What I think is really shocking here is the innuendo in this little note and the fact that it's to Jeffrey Epstein. It's one thing to look at the hundreds and hundreds of pictures of these guys together that includes the time period in which he was apparently engaged in the sex trafficking. It's another to read something in Donald Trump's hand with his signature on it that alludes to these wonderful secrets and being an enigma, and there's more to life than having everything. Well, when you have bought absolutely every material object that could ever be purchased, what truly is left to consume? And it seems to me those things are potentially, for a man like Jeffrey Epstein, very clearly the thing that is most verboten in any society, and that is the sexual exploitation of children. And it seems like our president was sort of wink, wink, nudge, nudging him, like, that's cool. Go right ahead. How does he explain this? And the fact that he's got this lawsuit pending against Rupert Murdoch, Charles, it's just disgusting. Well, thanks so much. Go ahead, Charles. Go ahead.
That won't go anywhere because if he has to sit to be questioned about that, he's never going to sit. So that'll never happen. Hopefully Rupert Murdoch will stand strong and not give in. I don't think he will. He won't give in to Trump, but Trump will never sit down and be deposed of that.
That's the point, Charles, right? Like all this bluster about like I filed a lawsuit, that is just smokescreen because Donald Trump, if he presses these lawsuits, he will eventually end up in a deposition chair. And it would be highly relevant to ask him all kinds of questions about exactly what he did that was such a wonderful secret. Every day, another wonderful secret shared between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. My inquiring mind wants to know. We're going to come back on the other side with City of Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa. She's running for Secretary of State. Stay tuned.